Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. I am joined in studio by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
Good to have you here, Mel.
Thank you for drawing that out while I rearrange my stuff.
See, it's stretching. It's called stretching. You just stretch.
You did That's a great job. It's like you're an actor or something.
We are going to have so much fun today. We have got just a little bit your National Day of Calendar. We'll dive into what is unique about today. We'll then get into a couple of other fun stories. I want to touch on only half of us would want a job we love.
Really?
But there's a catch.
Okay.
There's a catch. We'll get into that one. We got six pizza deals for National Pie Day.
Ooh.
That
yeah,
is coming
that's
up.
Coming up.
Yeah. We also, in 8 o'clock hour, have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and some more fun stuff lined up in there. We are going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking with our good friend Taylor.
Oh, good.
Allison Dairyland's own.
Nice.
We're going to talk with Taylor for a little bit. She's got some fun stuff to go over with us. We're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we'll touch on a little entertainment news, some Denny Wright stories, good stories of the day. We'll see what room we have for other things, because we've got a lot to get to.
I want to ask Taylor when we're getting our poster.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we got last 2 years' posters.
Yes, that's
from
true.
From Julia Nunez. So,
yeah,
Taylor,
yeah.
Where's our poster?
Taylor's been great. We've been communicating back and forth about not just this, but just how it's been going for her. She's been so busy.
Oh, I'm sure.
So much going on.
I'm totally
really
kidding,
proud of
Taylor.
Her. Oh, yeah. But no, I'm not. I want the poster. We want the poster, Taylor. We'll see if we can hunt that down with her a little bit later. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. How are you doing this morning, Melissa?
Oh, pretty good. You know, it was an early start today, and I've got a full day.
Yeah.
And then I'm headed to Madison tonight
right.
because we got that training going on in Madison tomorrow. Civic Media is working really hard to, help enrich us professionally, which is just awesome.
Yeah. I don't care if you've been doing a job 50 years. If you don't think you can get better at it, then I don't know what you're doing. I like that they have that approach as well,
mm-hmm.
that they want our team to be as strong as we can possibly be. It's nice when you have something like this where it's not, hey, you guys are doing this wrong, we're going to correct it. It's, hey, we like what you're doing, we want to enhance it.
Yeah, let's see how we can make it better.
Yes.
No, that's awesome.
It was really cool, and I'm really glad you're able to go. I was not able to. I have mm-hmm. classes tomorrow night and stuff, but...
It's okay, I'm going to take lots of notes.
You are going to take lots of notes. You are going to be represent both of us, and I appreciate that.
I'm representing Seth, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you might be representing more than just you and I. But looking forward to you being able to do that. And Seth will be hanging out with us tomorrow morning. Actually, the next couple of days, it'll be Seth, you and Seth on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then Seth on Friday.
Yeah.
So, poor Seth. You've been able to, you know, I don't know if it's therapy or shots or just, you know, treating yourself with a bunch of sweets, but you've been able to put up with me pretty well. Seth hasn't had to do something like this before, so we'll see how he is on Friday.
Stretch.
Well, and we got to record a director's cut on Friday. I forgot about that. Boy, that poor guy.
He might have to take next week off.
I don't know. He's going to need something. Maybe he
just need to get him pie.
There we go. I'll get him some pie.
It's pie day today, isn't it?
It is pie day. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that. Because we got six deals for you on Pi Day. So you just set me up too perfectly, Melissa. We're going to go right into that. That's where we're going to start our show today. That was too good of a setup. So we do have six deals for National Pi Day in the mathematical constant 3.14. Not the kind you eat. But, of course, a pizza company is never going to miss out on a deal to advertise.
Well, why would they?
And no, that'd be very silly of them. Actually, I think that it's especially at this point, if you run a pizza place, you got to celebrate today.
Yep.
If you're not, you're kind of just being run over. It's advertising wise.
Right. Because then you got to at least do one commercial that's like, don't you want a pizza pie?
You got to have that. You got to have that and the fake Italian. You can't have a real Italian, dude. You have to have a fake Italian.
So, is that a comment on my ability to impersonate an Italian accent, James?
Not at all.
James?
Not
I
at
think
all.
It was. I think it was.
You know how I think of your accents. Your acting prowess. Prowess. Ooh, I like that better anyway. Prowess. That's much
prowess.
Better. Prowess.
Yeah.
Prowess. Oh.
Prowess.
Yeah, it's okay. I like prowess. That's not a real word.
It's not a real word.
I get better. Papa John's has got a deal for you today. It has a buy one, get one deal. Rewards members who buy a large one-topping pizza get a second one for $3.14.
Not bad.
Papa Murphy's has a deal on your next pizza. If you buy one of their specials today, you'll get a coupon for 31.4% off of your next order.
All right. Bring you back.
CC's. We don't have any. I don't know where the closest CC's is, but those aren't bad. They have one-topping pizzas for $3.14 with a promo code Pie Day, or you can get a $3.14 off your buffet.
Okay.
Something called Blaze Pizza. I've never heard of Blaze Pizza.
Blaze Pizza.
They are selling an 11-inch pizza for $3.14. Uno Pizzeria and Grill has also a $3.14 pizza. And the great 7-Eleven chain has rewards members. They can get pizzas for $3.14. I'm not seeing anything necessarily here in Wisconsin, though.
There's no CC's in Wisconsin.
No, I didn't think so.
The closest one is like Illinois.
There's a handful of chains that I'm borderline surprised aren't here. Mm-hmm. If just for the fact that if they tried having them here,
it's pizza.
Yeah, yeah, I mean that seems to do pretty well in Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've thought the same thing about a couple of other ones too, especially chicken joints, like Popeyes and things like that. Like I would think those would kill out here.
I
think they would do incredibly good. But with the pizza one, I don't know if there's any local pizza places or pizza that is going to be on a deal for today or anything. Mm-hmm. If there is, they should let us know.
Yeah, call in.
Let us know. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear about those deals.
To help promote your business.
Exactly. Support local. It's what we do around here. So it's a great way to quickly advertise with us. I don't know if our sales team would be very happy about that. But
hey, it's Pie Day. It's Pie Day. Pass.
We're trying to help local businesses.
We're trying
to celebrate. Do you have I was going to ask you if you have a favorite type of pizza or anything like that.
Well,
no, you can't
actually.
Oh, okay.
Because now they have so many alternatives cheeses and stuff. And last time I was in the Twin Cities, I'm not going to remember the name of the place. And they're amazing. And they have a chain in Duluth, too. But they had two different cheese options that were non-dairy. And then also I could get a different sauce because I can't do tomato sauce.
Right.
So I was able to get like a butter garlic sauce and cheese. And then I had chicken and all the veggies.
Nice.
Like green peppers. I can't think of veggies at this time of day. I don't know why. Green peppers, mushrooms, onions, all of it. It was so good. I really enjoyed it.
I was trying to think of a list of vegetables in my head, and I just can't. But that's on me. That's more of a, like, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. That sounds like a perfect Melissa pizza. That sounds like if I was going to make you a pizza, that's almost exactly how I would make it. That sounds really good. Nice.
It was good. And the fact that it could be delivered and hot and ready to eat, I can't tell you how awesome that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
As somebody who just can't order that on a normal basis.
Right.
Even in a restaurant, oftentimes. At least for sure where I live in Abbotsford, I can't get non-dairy cheese in a restaurant. I haven't tried it in Wisconsin Rapids, but I don't think that there's too many places that offer it.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Although I would, if I was running a place, I would try to offer something like that. That's a whole group of people you could be, you know, making a profit off of. Mm-hmm.
If you were a pizza place, I would say for sure. Like, I wonder if Aaron Stein's or whatever that place has.
They should let us know.
They make their pizzas fresh.
Yes.
So I could order one, you know, without cheese, which I have done.
I've had one over there. Incredible.
Yeah, it's a cute place, too. They have awesome live
great
music.
Great
I know
atmosphere.
Ben and Katie play over there now and then.
Yeah. Great atmosphere. Nice acoustics in there, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. Like a lot of, we got a lot of great local businesses around here, a lot of great restaurants around here. We'll be talking about one of them a little bit later in Misty's when they join us for our birthday and anniversary club. But please let us know if there's a special, anybody's having pizza specials today.
Yeah,
let us know.
Please do. And James, I got to ask you, what's your favorite pizza? I doubt it's bacon double cheeseburger pizza, no. Which I know you can get.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan of hamburger on pizza. Not a big fan. It's something about the marinara with it. I'm a sucker for a pepperoni. I'm a pepperoni guy, but it's more about the crust.
Okay.
I like a big crust.
Oh, I want
you're a like
thick crust guy.
Yes. I want
no
a big
thin
crust.
For you.
No.
No Jack's pizza.
No. I do nothing wrong with a good Jack's pizza. I eat those and tombstones. Grew up on like a lot of people. Those aren't bad. But that's what I've always liked is a good crust. I can handle a bad pizza with a good crust.
It's about
weird.
The bread for you.
Yeah, it really is. Like, well, everything else is good, but that's comes
when
down
you're,
to
when you're only talking about three toppings then, sauce, cheese, and pepperoni.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to mess that up.
It is. It's very hard to mess that up. I've had very few times that I've had people mess that up on me. I can't even think of off the top of my head who is a bad pizza
player. Unless their sauce was sweet.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan. Okay. In that respect, there is one or two places I don't go, won't say it, but because their marinara has sugar in it. And I just don't, that's like Chef Boyardee stuff to me. That's like, I can't do it. Nothing against the chef. I mean, you know, he's made plenty of money and plenty of little kids have grown up on Chef Boyardee. I
used to love the ravioli in a can cold.
People love it. I have nothing against it. It just personally for me, I might as well try to drink paint. That's what it is to me. It's my spoiled palate.
You would die less with the Chef Boyardee.
Probably.
But you know.
Yeah. Might taste the same to me, though. To me. We will take a quick commercial break. We will come back. We got more fun lined up for you. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. We are here with you, Melissa and James, on this 14th of March, 2023. I'm trying to get my computer to work.
Well, you know, you can't blame it. It's like, what? She say 4 degrees?
Yeah, it is 4 degrees. It felt it today. It felt 4 degrees out.
I think everybody gets an excuse for a slow start today.
Yeah, agreed. You heard it from Melissa. It's ahead of our news right there, okay?
Everybody gets a
slow start today. Everybody gets
well
a pass.
Well said.
As we dive into our National Day of Calendar, between now and April 3rd, it is March Madness, people.
Oh, yeah.
Getting mad.
I'm so excited. Sorry.
Are you going to fill out a bracket?
If you make me.
I won't. I kind of want to make you, but I can't do it just because...
If you ask me. How about
that?
Okay,
yeah, I would like it if you did. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun if you did.
You just got to tell me the teams. Don't only make me guess, or you'll get teams that don't exist.
You'll get a bracket. Okay. You'll get it, and it'll have all the teams on it.
Okay.
And you could just go ahead and go with it. And you don't need to do any prep on this, Melissa, because this year all bets are off. It is literally madness this year.
I wouldn't have done any prep, James.
No, you wouldn't have. No. You have better things to do with
your
time.
Ooh, I like this team. Yes, their uniforms are pretty.
That is.
I want them to win.
I swear to you, that is just as good as a way of doing it this year as any other way. Anybody that tells you this is the team that's going to win it all, they are lying to you, right to your face. There is no way to know this year. There's just no way to know. It's one of those fun years where there's no dominant team. Any team that could really get on a run here could win this whole thing, including Marquette.
Okay. Is that the team you're voting for?
It's maybe a little sleep sneaker. We'll see. Dribble to work day. It is dribble to work day.
If you walk.
Yes.
I don't suggest trying this in a car.
As part of advertising for the NCAA women's basketball, people across the country dribble to work in preparation for the announcement of the teams that will make it into the NCAA tournament. This is a fun one, and I love the idea of celebrating and promoting women's basketball. As far as a women's bracket goes, I would say that South Carolina, you could just pretty much save yourself some time and just write in South Carolina. It's basketball. It's a one-off, Melissa, so it's not a series. You get one game. If you win and go home. Win or go home is the way it works.
Oh.
And if you win, you move on to the next round. So in a scenario like that, a team like South Carolina on the women's side that is incredibly dominant, the 31-0 this year, they could, you know, still lose because it's a one-off.
But the men's teams?
Men's side, same thing.
Win or go home.
It's one of the things that's so exciting about it. Usually in a series, it's a best of seven or a best of three, win two, you know, move on, that kind of thing.
Okay.
With this, it's more, and like the NFL playoffs is part of what's so exciting about it. It's a one-off. You win or go home. That's what it all comes down to, your whole season.
Gotcha.
And it's a fun, I love the idea of promoting women's basketball at any chance we get. Grew up loving women's basketball. My Aunt Karen, huge fan, played played a lot. And it's to me, they are two different games. I think that it's an insult to both species to act like women's basketball and men's basketball is the exact same thing. Part of what I like about it is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think that that's part of what's unique about it. Women's basketball, I think, has more style to it in some ways, has a little more team cooperation, collaboration, creativity in some ways. Men's basketball, very highlight-centric, very dunk, three-pointer, that kind of thing. Nothing wrong with it, but they got rid of kind of the team game in men's basketball. Women's basketball still plays a team game. I like that.
And one thing that I noticed, because, of course, it's been on TVs when I've been in places and whatnot, but there's a lot of hair in women's basketball.
Yeah, there is.
They
all
have really long hair.
Yes, yes. I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure either, but I don't know, super healthy, drink a lot of milk.
Yeah, I just mean playing, like your hair whipping around like that all the time. Like when I play ball, it gets in my way sometimes, even if I have it back. It's Mother Day. Mother Day.
Okay, so not mother.
No, that's what I thought at first. Moths can be seen as plain, boring, and even annoying by some manners of speaking. However, if you've ever noticed a moth that's colorful and beautiful, it can help you appreciate life a bit more. Today's Mother Day, a day dedicated to the discovery and fascinating nature of moths across the globe.
Moths can be very beautiful, but stay out of my yarn.
Yeah, that part. That's the one catch with that.
Yeah, and my sweaters.
Moths, interestingly enough, are one of the most diverse and successful organisms, estimated to be about over 150,000 to more than 500,000 moth species on Earth.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Moth, in particular, has some intricate camouflage that it can help. That has helped scientists define what camouflage means in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are such a wide variety of moths in the world, they can exist as both nocturnal and diurnal, or during both night and day. Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
I just remember as a kid, we used to have a yard light, like a big one from the utility company. So it was really high. And on certain nights in the summertime, the cloud of moths around it was just impressive to watch.
I can imagine it.
A ton of them.
I actually haven't seen a ton of moths. I don't know why, but I haven't seen a whole lot of them. But the ones I've seen, they always seem like colorful. They don't seem like the ones I've seen in TV and stuff. They seem very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
National Learn About Butterflies Day.
Ooh.
Butterflies are more than just pretty. There's a lot to them. Like, have you ever asked a butterfly about its personality, what its favorite book is? You know, all you do is look at them. All you do is look at them. Ask a butterfly quick. Their wingspans can range from half inch to 11 inches.
Wow.
Did you know that in their adult stage, butterflies can live from a week up to a year, depending on their species?
A year? That's incredible.
Many butterflies migrate over long distances. The most famous migrations are those of the monarch butterfly from Mexico to the northern USA and southern Canada, a distance of about 2,500 to 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's a lot of air miles. That's a lot.
Yeah, for a little butterfly, because monarchs are between 2 and 3 inches wide.
That's a long flight for us as humans.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to grind our teeth through that flight. We're going to be like, oh, are we there yet? That whole thing. In a plane, that's how we'll feel. I can't imagine. That's such a, I'm glad you said that perspective to that.
I think it takes them weeks.
That little thing, being able to fly all that distance. I don't know how you cannot, I don't care how many times you hear that in life, I don't know how you cannot be impressed by that. That's just incredible to me. What is the equivalent of that for us? Us walking to California? Like, I mean, what's the equivalent of that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's pretty dang impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Ways to celebrate. Were you going to say something, sir?
I was just going to add to into the ways to celebrate. But, you know, monarchs eat milkweed plants. And they are very prevalent, I noticed, in Wisconsin Rapids. I had some growing in my yard. So I encourage you to allow them to grow.
Yeah.
Feed our monarchs.
They have ways to start a butterfly to celebrate today and everything, but they're kind of mean because there's things you do in summer.
Right.
One of the best ways to attract butterflies is to start a butterfly garden. Yeah, mm-hmm. In the summer.
Well, but now's the time to plan for
that's it. True. That's true. Join our friends over at Family Natural Foods for that. They'd be really good at helping you mm-hmm. with that. Make a butterfly snack. Fresh fruit is the perfect springtime snack, so use your imagination to whip up a fruity butterfly treat. I feel like they got this this was the wrong day. Like they meant June 14th or something.
And they're wanting to give us, you know, pretty things that there's things coming.
Yeah,
we just need to endure this cold day.
Right. Every day we're closer to spring.
And if you make a butterfly craft today, you know, get some pipe cleaners and pom poms or whatever, and make a pretty butterfly.
That's what I wanted to wrap on. That you can definitely do today. Yeah. You can definitely do some crafty butterfly stuff, especially with the kids. That's mm-hmm. a fun one. Crowdfunding day. So become, especially with the lack of health insurance and the lack of good health care providers, so many different things. One of the first things I think of crowdfunding is the GoFundMe pages that people mm-hmm. set up for homeless people or people that they see in need. We as citizens are doing more than our government does in many ways of helping the people that fall through the cracks.
Yep.
How we just, I don't know how much more ridiculous things need to get before people start like stopping, like, wait a minute. All right. It stops right here. Like, this is where we're going to make a change. This is where we're going to do something. Liz and I are going to be talking about PFAS a little bit later. And it's the same damn thing. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, just how many times do we have to talk about these things before people, if you're tired of hearing about them, do something about it.
Yeah. Well, it's just frustrating that the priorities, you know, what are the priorities here? For just that top percentage or everybody?
Well, I say this about the crowdfunding thing because I'm really proud of our fellow people and our fellow human beings that we do this for each other. And at the same time, we are, you know, at fault with these things. If you only care about subjects when they happen to you, then that's the kind of world we're going to keep living in, where there's so many people that fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. We need people to give a damn about things when they just don't, even if they don't affect them.
Well, if we want society to be better, we need to make it better as a whole, not mm-hmm. just for you and you and you, but yeah. everybody.
Agreed. It is Legal Assistance Day.
That's necessary.
Yeah, big shout out to all the legal assistants out there. My grandfather, my mom's dad, started out as a legal assistant for the Chicago 7. Oh. Ended up becoming a good attorney in Chicago and everything. Awesome. It's hilarious to me that he was doing that job. That would end up meeting my grandmother, of course, and then having my mother. And my mother would end up marrying my father with his ties.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got both things covered that way, though. Both
takes
sides of the tracks. Both sides of the tracks are covered in the bailout family. Legal assistants are certainly also one of the keys to a good attorney. Mm-hmm. Any good attorney will tell you that they are nothing without a good, assistant.
Oh, they got to have help. There's a lot that goes into the legalese of things.
Every day there are new, I shouldn't say every day, but every day there are new precedents being set pretty much in law.
Well, and I don't know if you've read, I'm sure you've read things written by a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
You need somebody to interpret that for you.
My grandfather was determined that I was going to be in law in some way, and my mother it's one of the only things that she kind of pushed a little bit, that and playing piano. I played an attorney 4 times.
Hey, there you go.
That's close as I've got. It's White Day.
White Day.
Let's see what this celebrates. In those countries where Valentine's Day is observed by women giving gifts of chocolate to those they love, White Day is the day that they get the return on the investment. Throughout the world, Valentine's Day is practiced in largely similar ways, with the giving of gifts of chocolate to those with whose respect, admiration, or love we desire. In some countries, it is tradition that only women give gifts on this day, in part due to the existence of White Day. White Day is when women are the recipients, with the exception being that the gift bestowed upon the woman is thrice the value of that she gives to the man.
Okay.
I don't know a lot of what I just said.
No, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, no. But...
It feels very complicated.
It's like we just need another day to give women gifts?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I don't know. It's it's also, just because we got more of these, I'm just going to keep moving.
We might as well. We're not going to untangle that one.
International Ask a Question Day.
Be afraid to ask a question.
Yes, there are no stupid questions. I think one of the greatest things to happen to me as a young age was realize, what do I care more about? Looking stupid or seeming stupid, or getting information, getting knowledge. I made that decision in a blink of an eye, and I raised my hand, and I have not stopped raising my hand since.
That's good.
I could give a dang less what anybody thinks of me. I rather have that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is way too much fun. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is vital. Love learning. Ask questions. National Potato Chip Day.
Ooh, potato chips are good.
Today is the day where it is okay to eat more than one. No, every day.
Who can eat more than one?
Yeah, I have never been able to pull that off.
I don't think so.
We used to do that. My sister and I used to try to challenge each other to it. It was horrible. We never...
Snack time. All right, who's going to eat just basically one chip?
Yeah, for no reason. We would torture ourselves. Potato chips are great. Let me see here. What is the history of while potatoes have, of course, been around for a very long time, the potato chip began its origins with George Crumb.
That's perfect.
That is perfect. George Crumb, who initially, is that why we call them crumbs?
Well, the crumbs at the bottom of the bag?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, is that why we call them crumbs? I don't know. somebody answer that one for me. George Crumb, who initially worked as a chef at a Saratoga Springs Moon Lake Lodge in 1843, where French fried potatoes were a favorite on their menu. Frying potatoes originally came about during the 1700s, when Thomas Jefferson enjoyed them in France and introduced them to the local folk in Saratoga. Wow, another thing we can thank old Tom Jefferson for.
Yeah.
When customers started complaining that the fries were too thick, Crumb sarcastically decided to cut the potatoes as thin as he could, fried them, and sent them back to customers. Potato chips are given to us thanks to the mighty art of sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Is there nothing that sarcasm hasn't given us?
Well...
Is there nothing sarcasm hasn't given to us already?
Okay, fine, James.
I love sarcasm. Oh, that's great. I will love potato chips to the end of time now. I've always liked potato chips anyway. Oh, that's awesome.
No, that is good.
To his surprise, they loved them and asked for more. From there, the potato chip was born. How cool is that? Oh, thank you, sarcasm. Thanks, sarcasm. International Day of Mathematics. Otherwise known as my dad's favorite day. My dad loves that stuff.
Maths. Maths are awesome.
Yeah, we're not doing the job we're doing right now without math. So thank you to math and all the great mathematicians out there. National Organize Your Home Office Day.
That's an important day.
That is a good one. You will find that when you remove the clutter, it frees up not just your feet, room for your feet and everything, but your brain.
Yes, and to go through that pile of paperwork that you've been putting off for months because you just don't want to deal with it, Melissa.
Yes. It's a good time to do that. It is a good time.
Yeah. I won't be home tonight, so I can put it off.
You can.
Procrastination.
That was great. It is Science Education Day. Learning science equips you with the tools to solve problems, understand the world around you, and make informed decisions that shape our future. Once again, we're not doing the job we're doing without science.
Correct.
I love science. I'm not very smart, so it takes me a while to learn things, but I really do like science.
Well, and there's just so much that we can learn from science, and that kids getting involved in science at a young age is so good for them. I mean, look at Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Mythbusters. Who doesn't love a good episode of Mythbusters?
Oh, gosh. That was a good show. That was a good show. Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, people like that are some of my favorite people because they can explain these things to a point where even I can understand them. Mm-hmm. We've got, JR's not going to be with us today for Let's Talk Real Estate, but a guy like JR, like, I've never understood real estate. I talk to him, and I understand it.
Right.
I get it.
Well, it's, you're hearing it from somebody who really understands the big picture or a lot more of it than we could ever comprehend.
I think it's that and just an ability to be able to explain, without rambling. Like, I'm a bad... I get these awards and I get told I'm a good teacher and I get done with every class and I'm like, God, I'm horrible. I feel like I take forever to tell things and stuff. But it's this radio gig. It does it to you. Go ahead and talk to anybody that's been radio for more than 5 or 10 years. They can't answer questions with yes or no. Like talk radio, I should say. If you're in music radio, it's different. But if
can you give me a succinct answer?
Well, what I was going to say, and it's like 15 minutes later, you get your answer.
You sound like the CEO of the railroad station trying to add, or railroad company.
Today is a great day to learn about science. Get some knowledge in you about science, everybody. Mm. And finally, as we talked about earlier, it is National Pi Day.
Pi.
Each year brings with it a certain day that shares numerical values with pi, and on that day there is a celebration of pi. And not only pi, but also pie, pie. Because the two words sound the same, the math concept and the tasty dessert are joined together in a delicious unity. It is also another way of people learning about math in a fun way.
And I hope math classes across the country today that students get to actually eat pie, because there are some awesome math teachers out there who just bring their students pie on these days.
I think that's awesome. I wish we didn't have this when I was in school. Otherwise, I would have loved that. That would have been awesome. I'd actually really enjoyed math class that day, possibly. this is a great day not only to eat some pie, but maybe do some math, some pie equations or some problems, if you like. Maybe that's your thing.
Start memorizing pie.
Learn what it is. Maybe that's the case. Whatever it might be.
You can memorize the first 100 digits pretty easy.
That's
true. There's a catchy song with a video created to help you learn it.
There's a great video, great song. They might be giants, I believe. Wait a minute, is it?
I don't know. Yeah. There's one on YouTube that is actually written by math lovers.
I know there's They Might Be Giants one, and our radio brother Seth is going to be furious at me because that's his favorite band of the world, and I'm not thinking of it right now. But there's plenty of ways to celebrate pie, and once again, I do want to remind everybody out there, our local restaurants and everything, if there's anybody doing any pie deals today, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know. Call us up, 424-2600. Otherwise, you can also email me. Just go ahead and do that, and you can also do that by sending your birthdays and anniversaries. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Otherwise, we will go ahead and take a quick commercial break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Just want to have fun.
Yep.
We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. Easily one of the most unique voices in pop history.
Mm-hmm.
How you can talk, you can sing like that. She talks the way she sings in many ways. Like her voice.
Really? I've never heard her talk.
Her tone, the way she talks is very similar to her singing. although she sings, she's singing.
Right.
But like a song like that and then a song like True Colors. Like the versatility in her voice, I don't think has really gotten a lot of respect over the years, but it's certainly there.
Yeah.
She can sing. Like, she's a definite, genuine singer. She's pretty talented. Mm-hmm. Cyndi Lauper. Moving on to some stuff here. I wanted to touch on this one. This is where we're going to be talking PFAS a little bit later. And there's some topics out there nowadays that don't seem like they should be, controversial or take us to a divisive place or anything like that. But every once in a while, we have to touch on these things. That's what we do around here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put our heads in the sand. And so we're going to go over how many times can you wear pajamas, jeans, or shirts without washing them? This is divisive. This can be, but I want us to try to all get along on this one and realize that we have more in common than not, and we've all worn a shirt longer than we should have.
Yeah.
We've all done it. Right? Go ahead.
Probably jeans more often
yes,
than shirts.
Yes, absolutely jeans more often for me. I'll say that, yes. When I was in, I've always been pretty good about washing my clothes, but when I was in high school, I was adamant about it, crazy about it. But there was a pair of jeans that I really liked, and I was afraid if I washed them, they would shrink.
Ah.
And so I tried to go like a week or two without or whatever and everything. I swear those things could have probably walked on their own to school.
Stand up in the corner by themselves.
Yeah, hey, you want to wear me? When did you start talking?
Is that when you learned about air drying your clothes?
Yes. Yeah, exactly what I learned. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how many times you can wear different types of clothing without washing them, according to experts.
Okay.
They're basing this on the smell, mm-hmm. but more than that, on the bacteria that can form and what it can do to you.
Oh.
So pajamas. Once a week if you shower before bed. Daily if you don't shower first.
Oh.
Big difference.
That is a big difference.
Coats and jackets. Once a month.
I never wash my jacket once a month.
Yeah, yeah, I can't say I'm good about that either.
But I also wear multiple jackets.
Yeah.
I have at least three probably that I cycle through, depending on what I'm wearing.
I wash mine before, usually at the end of winter or before winter. I usually wash it once a year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that doesn't seem like a good way to do this, but that's a big honest.
No, you know? And but there's also, like, I have two wool coats. I have never washed them. Mm. Well, that's not true. The vintage one that I got, I think I did wash it. Mm. Well, by hand, which yeah. was a royal pain. I'm never doing it again.
Well, maybe what I'm not doing with my jacket, I'm making up for with my jeans, because they say jeans once a month.
What?
I wash mine once a week.
What?
At least. Yeah.
Once a month?
Yeah, that's, I don't, yeah.
How?
I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something there. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, maybe.
I might wear jeans twice before I wash them, but that's about my limit.
I could see, I do that sometimes. You know, especially if I got class at like my Wednesday tomorrow, I get done with work here or whatever, and I'll wear jeans to work and all that and everything. But as soon as I get a chance, I'm throwing my Adidas on and I'm teaching that way. Like,
because you're only seen from the waist up.
You know, I'm an actor, I'm an acting teacher too. Right. You know, I mean, I'm not teaching, you know, a philosophy or anything like that and stuff. So I can get away with a little bit
and
more.
And you're wearing something on your bottom half.
Right. Yes.
Besides
always,
boxers.
Always.
So you got it covered.
I am.
Literally.
Nice. I am not getting canceled over something like that.
Right.
Like one of those fools that doesn't realize their camera's on or doesn't put
stand
on, like,
up with their shirt and tie and boxers.
That is not how I'm going out. Nope. They are not canceling me. I'm not going to do. I'm not going to give them it to them. Not going to give it to them. Jeans once a month seems a little bit less than that.
I'm going to say no on that one.
Yeah, underwear once a month if you sell it to people. That's obviously not right. They say underwear once a week at the very least.
What?
Once a week.
Underwear. A week?
They say never rewear underwear. Basically, never rewear underwear. So you're basically doing a wash a week and washing all of them, not just individually, but all of them once a week. You shouldn't wear them more than once. You should never wear underwear more than once.
This is a screwy thing.
I don't know what this is doing to us. Yeah.
Yeah, because, don't rewear underwear.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I guess to me that seems obvious.
Uh-huh.
Socks, after wearing them once. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Workout clothes, after wearing them once. Yes.
Right, you're sweating into them.
Shirts, after wearing them once if they had direct skin contact. If you can go a little longer, if you're wearing them over another shirt.
Like a sweatshirt, or if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt under a t-shirt.
I tend to wear a shirt under my flannels when I wear a flannel, that kind of thing. So I guess that makes sense. I'm still stuck on the jeans thing, though.
That one
I feel like
weird.
I'm missing something.
Have
I been washing my jeans too much? Can you do that? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could.
I mean, every time you wash an article of clothing, they lose some of its fiber.
Yes. Yeah.
And that fiber does go into the water supply and into the, air through drying. I mean, that's why we have dryer lint.
Mm-hmm.
So your clothes do deteriorate over time because of washing wearing. But I'm sorry, I'm washing my jeans after I wear them twice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
granted, that might only be once a month. Because I don't hardly ever wear jeans.
Yes, yeah.
I kind of hate jeans.
Right,
but
I hear you. I've got like one pair of jeans I actually like wearing out of the like four or five pairs I have. Like I've got one pair that I actually don't mind. Otherwise, I hate wearing jeans so much. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back. We got some more fun stuff lined up for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, Melissa and I. After that, we'll have CBS News. And then, of course, we will be joined by our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center with a live and direct update. We'll probably be talking with Paul Trombley. Looking forward to that.
He can explain what's going on.
We'll have some fun stuff lined up for you after that. And then, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club going on in the 8 o'clock hour. And we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking with our good friend Taylor, Allison Dairyland's own.
Yeah.
Taylor and I, Taylor, all of us are going to talk about Wisconsin cheese meeting March Madness.
Oh.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. We always appreciate Taylor joining us. It's going to be a good time. Right now, Melissa, we are the foremost coverers of world records, so we have to get into this one.
Okay.
And this is a doozy. Like, we've covered a lot of world records. This one may be the strangest one we've ever covered.
Okay.
A Australian man bounced 12 table tennis balls off a wall and caught them on his shaving cream covered head in 30 seconds to break a Guinness World Record.
Oh my goodness.
Oscar Lina of Melbourne covered his head in shaving cream to break the Guinness World Record for most table tennis balls caught and shaving foam on the head in 30 seconds. Individually. There's two. There's a team one of this, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I am, before we continue in the article, I'm just going to show Melissa a little bit of the video here. And when we
That's
say...
That's a lot of shaving cream.
I mean, it looks like the size of a hat.
He's got a Dolly Parton bouffant on his head.
That's a good way to put it. So he put the shaving cream in a bowl.
Okay. And weighing it out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important.
Some Gillette shaving cream.
I mean, it. I suppose if it's Guinness... You got to document everything.
Yeah. Oh, he's wearing a swimmer's cap.
Swimmer's cap. So he's not necessarily bald. Because I was going to say, is this like making bald cool?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the point is?
Yes, yes. But he has an assistant here.
Assistant is helping, apply the shaving cream to his head. It's very tall.
That would have taken me like two times to do because I would have tried to do it on my own. And it wouldn't have gone well. Like... But so he's got all the.
He looks like it, they should spray paint it blue, and then he'd be one of those anime characters.
Yes. It would look exactly like that.
Yeah. So then he's bouncing it off a wall.
Wow.
And catching it on the massive amounts of shaving cream. That doesn't look all that hard, James.
No, no.
I think we could do that.
I think we could do this one. I want to do this one.
This is like an office building.
Yes.
I know we talk about. Oh, he just missed one.
Oh, he did. And they got a great...
Oh, missed another one.
Beautiful.
Don't catch it in
there.
The same spot.
Yes, that's the problem. You can't...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets more difficult.
Right. It bounces off the balls that are already there. So I would think that when you start, you got to bounce them harder so it goes into the cream.
Yes.
And then you're not...
Yes.
He looks really funny.
He's trying not to move.
Right, because he doesn't want the shaving cream to fall off.
That is a pretty fun one. I like that one. That seems like a fun one to try.
That just seems like a fun party game.
You know, you're right. Like, you break a record, whatever. It'd just be fun to play.
I mean, a little messy. Probably want to do it outdoors.
You're right about that. Lini managed to catch 12 of the balls with his foam-covered head in 30-second time period. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is a real record you can try at home. That was tweeted from the Guinness World Record. So they're taunting us.
Yeah.
They're telling us to try this.
You can do that. Well, you saw how many of them bounced off. There were at least like four that bounced off.
Yeah.
So in that 30-second time frame, there's definite room for improvement. There's ways. Turn your head.
Yes.
He didn't turn his head at all.
I was thinking the same thing.
He caught them all straight on.
This is how competitive I am, Melissa. I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to say it in case anybody would steal my idea. That's how pathetically competitive I am.
We need to do this soon, James. So I'll help you put the shaving cream on.
I was going to ask which one of us would have the shaving cream because I don't think, I think we have probably the same size head, similar at least, but I have bigger hair. I don't know if you do. I think I might.
I have more hair.
You have way more hair. You're right. Okay, wait a minute. I take it back. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Although, to be fair, my individual hair strands are pretty thin.
I also almost said I have more experience with shaving cream because I shave my face.
But actually, I do. I don't use shaving cream on my legs.
I was going to say, though, but you have... there's shaving your face, and then there's what women do, and it's a whole different world. I respect completely. So
yeah. I don't have time for shaving cream.
I wonder... Okay, what of us...
Or money.
Maybe we're doing this wrong. Maybe we have Seth be the one...
He's got a bigger head.
And he's not even here to defend...
Right!
So
we've nominated you, Seth.
We've nominated Seth to do it. Okay, yeah. Yep. We'll help him.
I'll put on the shaving cream and you hand him the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Okay. We'll work this out. We'll be a team.
It's a team effort.
I love the idea.
Pam can record it.
Just approaching Seth with a bunch of shaving cream and not telling him exactly what we're
ball
doing.
Of like, ping pongs.
Because he's such a good guy. He's such a team player. Like, I feel like he'd get at least a minute or two he'd go into it before he'd be like, well, wait a minute, what are you guys doing?
What do you want me to do?
We like to throw good stories in there whenever we can. And to wrap up the hour, I'm going to try to do this with every hour of our three-hour show here. In a moment that will bring tears to your eyes and send your jaw to the floor, a packed Istanbul soccer stadium rained teddy bears down onto the field in donation and support for the children affected by the earthquakes. At exactly the 17th second of the fourth minute of the match, which corresponded to the time of the first earthquake, they threw all these like scarves and toys and stuffed animals to the pitch, all of which will be delivered to children living in the earthquake hit areas of the Besiktas club and trucks in that area.
Wow.
Beautiful story.
Yeah.
Really cool touching. Story. It's just like the images you see of this are really alarming, too. Like, they're just, I don't mean alarming in a bad way. I mean, just like the bags and bags of stuffed animals that they have here. I'm just showing Melissa a quick video of it on Twitter.
Oh, and, that they collected and these from are the pitch like that the, people threw.
You see, you know, the entrance to any any stadium, basically. Well, the entrance, it's just filled with these bags. These
bags of toys and donations. Wow.
People just giving.
That says something about, you know, humans taking care of humans.
It's what we can do when we work together. It's what we do when we look out for each other. Yes. We can do great things and we can help out the most important thing on this, arguably the most important thing on this planet, our children and kids.
They are the future.
They are. It turns out they are the future.
Yeah.
And that's coming from the head of our news department. So you know it's true. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with not only our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, but plenty more fun on the morning show at WFHR.